From the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 3 through 5, and chapter 29, verses 18 through 19. Here in the book of Isaiah, we see scriptures on the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign on earth by the Lord Jesus Christ after the Battle of Armageddon. Here in verse 3, we see encouragement to look in anticipation of the Lord's return. Verse 3 of Isaiah 35 is quoted in Hebrews 12 and 12, which states, "Lift up the hands which hang down and strengthen the feeble knees." Verse 3 of Isaiah 35 is also echoed in principle in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. It states, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Verse 4 of Isaiah 35 speaks of encouragement, knowing the Lord will come and provide divine justice. As echoed in Revelation 19, when Jesus returns and puts down the Battle of Armageddon and sets up his millennial reign. Here in Isaiah 35 and Isaiah 29, it's teaching that when the Messiah comes, there will be certain results. Verses 5 and 6 of Isaiah 35 teach that those results will be the miracles that follow the Messiah. Philip asked Jesus Christ that if you were to show us the Father, then we will be satisfied. Jesus responded and said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen my love, you've seen the Father's love. When you've seen my grace and my mercy, you've seen the Father's grace and mercy. And when you've seen my miracles, you've seen the Father's miracles." These are the credentials of Jesus Christ on earth that drew men to believe that he is the Messiah. Verses 5 and 6 teach that when the Messiah would come, he would open the eyes of the blind. Verses 5 and 6 teach that he would open the ears of the deaf. He would heal the lame, and they would leap and praise the Lord. And he would loose the tongue of the mute to sing and worship the glorious works of the Lord. Many individuals in times past and today question if Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Here is how individuals knew, both Jew and Gentile, that when the Messiah comes, he will fulfill Isaiah 35 by the miracles that followed him. Jesus opened the blinded eyes. Jesus opened deaf ears. Miracle after miracle. Opening the blinded eyes. Healing the lepers. Raising the dead. Casting out demons. Feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000 with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. Healing the lame that have been bowed down for decades. Jesus Christ proving that he is the Messiah. For only God can open the eyes of the blind. Only God can unstop deaf ears. Only God can cast out demons and deliver individuals who were bound for decades. Only the Lord can heal those that are crippled. Only Jesus can walk on water. Only the Messiah can say to the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still." Only God can raise individuals from the dead. And these miracles were done to bear witness that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. as spoken in John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Miracle after miracle, deliverance after deliverance, healing after healing, so much that Jesus provided miracles for multitudes, so many that there are not enough books written that can hold all the miracles that Jesus did while he was on the earth. For the scripture states in John chapter 21, verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.